Good morning. I'm very honored and humbled to be here today, and I just wanted to acknowledge the chair of our Environmental Health Department at Indiana University, Dr. Ann Belcher. Thank you for being here today. My name is Dana Cheatham, and I am the Quality Program Manager for Ryan White Part A program in Indianapolis. And my disclosure is that I am a T32 grant recipient. I'm a pre-doctoral fellow at Indiana University School of Nursing. My objectives today are to basically walk you through our journey in Indianapolis of implementing a client-level data reporting system. I'm going to describe the elements of client-level data reporting, discuss how we implemented the program, and explain how client-level data has improved our care coordination and grants management in our area. And just to give you an overview of Indianapolis, we were one of five new Part A programs in 2007. And prior to 2007, we were just receiving Part C, or early intervention funds, for those of you who are familiar with Ryan White funding. At that time, we were just tracking data with Excel and Access databases. And for those of you who have used those formats to collect data, you know that oftentimes it's very unreliable, and the integrity and everything is really not that great. So we knew that we needed a mechanism to monitor and track quality performance measures across the board for all of our clients. Specifically in the first year, we were interested in the Group 1 HAB or HIV AIDS Bureau measures, which were CD4 counts, viral loads, medical visits, PCP prophylaxis, and prescription of heart for people who had a diagnosis of AIDS. And again, prior to that, we didn't have a process to do that. So we knew we needed a multifaceted data management system, and around the same time, a software engineer within our organization had developed a service utilization database to monitor and track the fiscal aspect of our grant, but it still was not drilling down to the client level data the way we needed it to. We serve 10 counties and approximately 2,500 people living with HIV/AIDS in our communities, and we have approximately 15 service providers. So I like this picture because it really captured how things were looking in our system at that time. You can see it's just a bunch of computers just kind of tossed in there together. And that's basically the fragmentation that was occurring in our system of care. All of our service providers had their own data management systems. They had their own mechanism for monitoring and tracking data. And then many of them were funded by the Indiana State Department of Health to provide care coordination. So they were also using the state's data management system. And now we were coming along, and we were going to have them transition to yet another data management system, which you know can cause a lot of challenges for our service providers. So again, the challenges that we faced were fragmented data management systems and trying to extract data from multiple sources, including charts and multiple types of databases. And again, the inability to track data at a client level. Labor-intensive time that it would take to manually collect data or also enter data into a new system. And then we just had a shortage of staff to enter the data. So what we did initially was conducted a client-level readiness assessment survey for all of our subcontractors. And basically we were asking questions such as, what type of internet connection do you have? Do you have DSL, broadband, dial-up? That was important to us because we were looking at a system that was web-based, and in order for it to function maximally, we needed them to have a high-speed internet connection. The other thing that we had to assess was whether or not they had the authority or the rights to download and install new software on their systems. Because if not, then we knew early on we would need to engage their IT department. So the other method that we do is we adopted CareWare. For those of you, anybody in the room familiar with CareWare data management systems? One person? Okay. CareWare is a system that was designed by HRSA specifically for Ryan White grantees to help us capture all of the client level data elements that we needed. So we provided on-site technical assistance and training that was provided by a consultant that was contracted through HRSA. We conducted site visits to all of our agencies, and we engaged in ongoing data evaluation. This is just a timeline to illustrate how we started, to show that we still have a long way to go. Again, in 2007, we began receiving Part A funds at the county, and in 2008, We began an 18-month capacity building program with the National Quality Center, along with the other four new Part A programs, and we began a practice run of collecting client-level data. And it was then that we started to identify all of the challenges that we were going to face in going forward. In August of 2009, we did our initial CareAware training and deployment of the database on many of our contractors' computers. And then in January, we did a follow-up site visit. Presently, we have about 12 agencies that are connected to a secure central server, and that allows us to monitor everything that's happening across the system of care. And by next year, we hope to have all of our agencies moved on to a central server, and that's going to help us manage the care coordination again. And in 2012, we plan to integrate the CareAware database with the service utilization data management system that was designed by our software engineer at the County Health Department. So some of the benefits of client-level data reporting is that it reduces duplication of data entry and reporting. And more importantly, for those of you who know that we have to monitor our grant funds, a lot of times we're often repeating services, duplicating services, and by having an integrated data management system, we're able to reduce that. And it also allows you to follow a client over a particular grant year to see how receipt of those services have impacted their health outcomes. And again, it allows our funders, HRSA, to make projections over time about utilization for populations living with HIV/AIDS and to make some projections about future needs that they may have. Just a little bit more about CareAware. It allows us to produce an aggregate report to show all of the services that were provided. But again, the problem with that was that it was duplicated, so HRSA had a hard time identifying how many clients were actually served during the course of a year. So then in 2008, they mandated that everybody start producing a client-level data report, which was the RSR. CareAware can be used as a standalone system or, again, as a network, which is how we're using it in Indianapolis. And again, it was designed specifically for Ryan White grantees. It's password-protected, and it does have an encrypted unique identifier to ensure security of our clients. So I like this image because it just illustrates the secure central server with the administrative office kind of being in the middle of the wheel there and how we're attempting to integrate all of our service providers and allow for data sharing and care coordination across the system. And we feel like this is going to be, again, useful in helping us to reduce duplication of services and then just be better stewards of our finances. So one way that we've been using CareAware to improve care coordination is the feature that's called referrals. With the referral mechanism, clients can be referred from one agency to the next. The referring agency can send a notice to another agency. They would then get a message that they had an incoming referral. Once that referral was received, the referring agency would get a notification that that has been activated. And then you can monitor the client through the service. So if a client does not make it to their referral, then there's also a mechanism where you can run a report and see how many clients have failed to make their appointment. And those of you who know that a lot of people living with HIV/AIDS and many other chronic illnesses are at risk for falling out of care. So this is kind of a safeguard for us that if we find clients who are missing lots of referrals, we can intervene a little bit earlier and help them stay engaged in the system of care. I know this is hard to see, but this is what one of the screenshots look like from CareAware. On the left side of the screen, you'll see a list of agencies referred to and referred by. And the referral type is over here. You can see what type of referral was made, if it was a psychosocial, medical, adherence, whatever service was needed by the client. And then again, you can run reports from this particular screen to see how many referrals were made, how many were received or still pending, and how many clients have actually followed through with their referral. Talked a little bit about this earlier, that you can drill down by referrals, no referrals within X amount of days. You can have an encounter report if you want to look specifically at clients who have ever had a history of hepatitis B or C. And in Indianapolis right now, we are in the middle of a syphilis outbreak yet again. So it's really important for us to see which clients have not had a syphilis test. And again, this is a red flag for us to do some early intervention. And it has the capability of doing HAB performance measures. We have two of our A service organizations who are currently sharing clients within CareWare. One of them provides psychosocial services and one just basic care coordination services. And they've been using the sharing feature within CareWare to, again, monitor utilization of services. And right now, for example, we have medical transportation. Clients can only utilize 10 units of that per month. So what's been happening is that a client will go to agency B and they'll try to use up all 10 of their units, and then they'll try to go to agency A and use up another 10. But because of the client sharing, they can log in and they can see, well, you know, I'm sorry, you already used your allotment of medical transportation for the month, so we can't give you any more bus tickets or bus passes or whatever. So again, it's helped them to just be more accountable and ensure that we have enough services for everybody and that people aren't abusing the system. These are the three types of sharing that's allowed within CareWare. It ranges from 1 to 3. 3 would be there's no client sharing that's going on. And as you know, that would be the same as having separate individual standalone systems. It would not allow for any type of sharing. It's not integrated. So for us, we're looking more at a level 1 and level 2 client sharing across the system of care. This is one example of a fiscal monitoring report that can be created using CareWare. Damien Center is one of our agencies that we fund. And they can look across the board and see how many clients have received services that particular month, how many units of service have been provided, how much it costs, and how much money they have left in that particular service category from their grant. So it's really robust in that it can, you know, provide a lot of reports and help with the management of grants. So inputs to this whole process, we had to develop policies and procedures for data management and data sharing. We also established a listserv to send out information to all of our CareWare users. Those of us at the administrative office, we rolled up our sleeves, we went to our agencies, and we actually helped enter data. And that helped us in a couple of ways. It helped us, you know, maintain the relationship with our providers because we knew that we were asking them to do a lot, you know, to transition to an entirely new data management system. So we figured that if we could show that we were able to do it, that it would help with that whole process. And they also gave us a working knowledge of the database so that we could be a source, a resource to them if they had issues. And then we also allocated funds to purchase the central server. So for those of you who might be considering implementing client-level data at your agency, these were just some of the steps that we did that we found to be helpful. We obtained support from senior administration, IT, and all of our subcontractor agencies. We dedicated full-time staff to the management of this process. Identify early adopters and then make them your champions for implementing this data management system. We obtained technical assistance and provided training opportunities. We developed a data transition and data management plan. And we're still in the process of tweaking our training manual, but we're starting to, you know, to really develop that. We collected baseline data using our new system so that we could monitor the improvements in data integrity over time. And then, of course, don't forget to celebrate success because it is a huge undertaking. Pearls of wisdom: invest in extraction software to assist with data dumping, and allocate funding to assist subcontractors with the administrative costs of doing so, provide hands-on data, hands-on assistance with data entry, and frequent communication in multiple forms was really helpful. We found that we had to communicate 7 times, 7 different ways, that this was happening and what to expect and when to expect it. And then conclusions, when implementing a new data management system, you should plan for training and standardization around data entry, allocate full-time staff. And we found that adoption of CareWare, especially for our agency, helped us to be compliant with the federal requirements for all Part A grantees. And again, it improves capacity to monitor care coordination across the system of care. Thank you.